We'll be talking on the sugya of Daf Yud Aleph Yud Beis, which is a difficult sugya, so we'll make it more like a pshat shir, learn the inside and try to take out the halachas from what's from the pshat and the Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ram. In the Mishnah it says in Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Il sheyesh bo avodah zarah, chutzo lo mutar. That means there's a city, and around the city there's another suburb close to the city. And the people in the city and the people in the suburb are two different kinds. There's avodah zarah of the city, there's avodah zarah of outside the city. If there was avodah zarah chutzolah, if there's avodah zarah, ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, there's a certain avodah zarah that the people in the city, they worship it, so that we're not choshesh that somebody in the suburbs also has a sheiches to the people in the city. We'll see what it means. Choshesh, what should we think about? If there was avodah zarah outside of the city, so inside the city it's mutar. Means we don't have to be choshesh for inyone avodah zarah benogea to the people that live inside the city. So then the Mishnah says another thing. To go to a city when there's an avodah zarah there, when there's a yom edom. If the way, the road is only to that place, you can't go from that place to another place, so then it's also, why? Because it's Maris Ayin, which looks like as if you're going, you also have a Shaykhis to the Avodah Zarah, and that's why you're going there. If that's, it's a way, you could go through the city to another place, to a different destination, so then it's Mutar. It's interesting to point out that in this part of the Mishnah, which I think we'll be talking about less, but there's a Rosh. The Rosh brings a Rishalmi. Maulelech Shami Moyach Senoi Osur Benir Mutar. That means if he's a person that doesn't live there, if he's going, so it looks like that he also is going for the Avodah Zarah, because he really doesn't belong in this area. The reason why he's going would be because he's going to the Avodah Zarah. Ben Ir Mutar. If he lives in this city, so everybody recognizes him that he is part of this city, so Memele is Mutar to go in. I would imagine maybe it's also a shir like in Birchas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim. So if he's there 30 days in the city, he's rogel in the city. So Memele thinks that, let's say there's mumim or different things that he looks different, so it says he can't do Nesias Kapayim, but if he's rogel in the city, means 30 days, so he's mutar. It could be also here, when it says Benir mutar, maybe if he's 30 days, it's also called a Benir. Shayora mutar. Shekein derech shayora leilich b'chol mokum. If it's a tourist bus, that's like a shayora. Shayora means a caravan of people that they go together. So it's nikar that they're here not because they came to the Avodah Zarah, because they're traveling and they're all just on a stopover, and they could go further. A tourist bus, you could clear. Mitzadeh, a tourist bus is tourists that they don't live here and they just come from place to place. Mitzad sheni, it's more chomor. Why do tourists come? They come to see. They come especially to see this place. On a third day, you could say, that tourists come to a lot of places, not only to this place. So it doesn't mean that they're coming to the Avodah Zarah. They're just coming to see how other people do Avodah Zarah. So that's a mokim to be choshesh. Yesh shekosav, the Rosh says further, yesh shekosav im Yehudim dorin b'ir mutar. If there's also Yidin that live in the city, it's not a city only of goyim, mutar. So it's mutar for another Yid to come in, even though he doesn't live in the city. The talinon de ledaber mayudi olich shom. Some wanted to say that if there's Yidin that live there, so the other Yid is coming to talk to the Yidin. So it's no raya. That means it could be the gather is kilu. It's not only Avodah Zarah. It's also Yidin that live there. So Mele is coming to the Yid. Mitocha Yerushalmi enu mashma came. Yerushalmi itself is not mashma. That should be a heter. Why do leshori elo leben ir shoyo chutz leir v'olich lebeisei? Only a ben ear that he's, because he says the ben ear is mutar, so he's going home to his own house, that's mutar, but it's mashma that other people to come to that yid would be awesome. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah brings, we'll say the Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rosh, because it has a little bit with what we'll talk. Rabbeinu Yonah kosev lo yoso leilech elo biyarid shel avodas kichovim lefshe avodas kichovim agoy miskabtzi mikamo mekomis voilchin shom ulefichoch osor shle yinir keechot meyam elich beschoyro lekvod avodazore. So he says that only the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's also to go to the city only when it's the time of a carnival. They have a big happening lekvod avodazore, and they have a big market, and they sell and they buy everything lechvoid avodazora, then it would be osur, because it looks like you're also being mishtatef in this mischar of avodazora. Avol yoshois in shom yom edom vein olchim shom mishar mekomis. There's a city that they have their yontav for the goy, for the avodazora. Their yom edom of this city, so b'derech klal, it's only this city that's mishtatef. So memeilo loy matzino shos ulelech shom, dulo lechshadu loy v'davodazora. That means the Isser would be if, when it's Mischar, when it's a market, so people from all over could come to the market. It's attracting to Sochrim. So Memel, if you go there, it looks like you're Mishtatef in the Mischar of Avodah Zorah. But if it's a Yom Edom of this city, that has to do with this city. So Memel, even if you go from the outside, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it doesn't look like it's also, it doesn't look like you're going to the Avodah Zorah, because everybody knows that you don't have a Shaychus to this city. So Memel, you're not going for that. But that we wouldn't say that Dafka, a person from the outside, could go, but a person from the inside can't go, that because then he's going to the city, because that's where he lives. That heter would stay, that a person that lives in the city is mutter. But Tani b'tisefti yirid, shebo isi aderech, eno elchin o isi aderech, umid etoni lo gabi yirid, lo etoni lo gabi eid, alma eno yoso olo bi yirid. To walk there is also Dafka bi yirid, because yirid attracts many people from other places. Then the Gemara says, "Hey, chidomi chutzulo." Well, we're talking about a suburb that we're not choishes that the suburb has a shaychus to the avodah zorah inside. And Rashi learns here that the ir sheyesh b'avodah zorah is shiyoyim eid yesh libnei ir ayoyim l'avodah zorah shebeir. We're talking about the yoyim eid, not on the yoyim eid is mutar. We're talking yoyim eid if it's mutar to buy, to be choishesh, or buy things from the city, so chutzolo is muto. Then the Gemara says, echidomi chutzolo, how close, that means how far, or how close could it be that it's muto? Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokshim Mishum Rav Chanina Gugoyen Atluzo Shel Azo. So Rashi says, Atluzo Shel Azo is the shuk of the behemoth, that the people of Azo, they buy their behemoths. So the marketplace that provides for Aza is right next to the city, and the people of the city buy there. So it would be a chash that maybe when you buy there, so you're getting money of Avodah Zorah, or it's your Mahanet people that are doing today Avodah Zorah, and Memele, they'll be Meshabeach Avodah Zorah, and you have Rav Nifneiver. So Memele, we say that because Chutzolo, it doesn't have that Avodah Zorah inside. So we're not choishesh, even though we know that people of Aza, they buy there, and that's their shuk of behemoth. Even so, it's mutter. So it comes out, lefi this loshen, that chutzolo is mutter. That's the psak. And behemoth, that we'll see that the Rambam, Bichlal, doesn't bring this sugi of chutzolo. If it's mutter to buy, or it's also to buy, the whole sugi that we'll talk about, the Rambam and the Rif, or mashmit. So the Gros says in the Shulchan Aruch that Mutar, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that means I'm already saying from the end of this year. The Shulchan Aruch, it says, Ir shoysim bo yirid b'yem chagom, bo evde kechovim miskabtsim mikamo mkemis vo elchim shom lichvoid avoy desore, mutar leilei chutzolo. Vosu likonis b'secho, we're talking, the Shulchan Aruch talks about going, walking to come to the place that's chutzolo. It doesn't even talk about maso matan, of having mischer with the people of chutzolo, if it's mutar or also. That means he was mashmit the ratio of the Mishnah. So the Gros says, chen li, mutar to go chutzolo, the chen lisa velite in its mutar, k'moy shom, ha-shom v'ishmito yoriv v'apoiskim, kol ha-shakle v'tari shom bebaya dat luza. The whole shakle v'tari that we'll see soon. Why? Mishum dekai melon kelishne kama. This loshen that we just read, that he says chutzolo is at luza shelazo, and that it's mutar chutzolo, memele, because we paskin like the lishne kama, so memele, It's mutar chutzala. There's no chilukim in it. Then we'll see the hemshach of the grow later. So that's the first lashon of the Gemara. V'ikedamri bo minei Rab Shimon ben Lakish minei Rab Chanina atluza shalaza mau. What's the din with atluza shalaza? Since it's so close to the city, that means the Mishnah, it says chutzala is mutar, so we understand if it's a little further away. The shaila of Rab Shimon ben Lakish was, if it's atluza shalaza, that's so close to the city, so maybe that is a suffix, maybe that would be also, because it's like mamish part of the city. I would say, I'm not sure if Rishonim say this mefurish, but it could be that it's nichlal in the kasha, although the Rashi says otzmucha, because it provides for, it serves the city, it's that luza, which serves the city, so that means the whole mischer, their schora is tolu in Aza. So they have a very big shaykhis, a very big dependency on the people in Aza. So it could be, it would even be a svara to say that they're more like the people in Aza. Rashi doesn't say it, but it could have been a pshat in the Gemara. That's the shaila, kigoin atluzo shalazo mau. But Rashi learns that luzo is shuk. The Tosfos, he learns, b'shem de Rashbam. The Rashbam says, pirish atluzo shem avodezore shemichutz le'azo, v'oiv dinoiso b'nei amigro shemichutz le'azo yomechot bashon. So the Rashbam doesn't learn that it's the shuk of the behemoth, only says that luzo shel azo is avodah zorah that's there. So he doesn't learn like Rashi it's a shuk, but he learns that it's avodah zorah. So the shaila is that luzo shel azo, do the people of the bnei azo worship in that place also? Why did the Rashbam learn different? The Rashi Lechura, it's the same thing. Rashi is learning because it's close, and each one has their Yom Eid, and the Rashbam learns that Luzo Shlazo is certain Avodah Zorah. Maybe the Rashbam means that they knew in those days that Luzo Shlazo maybe was a Choshev Avodah Zorah by them, so it was more of a Shaila for the Bnei Azo. But not knowing why the Rashbam is so different from Rashi, so maybe Rashi is included what we said before, that also that it's close, and also the dependency of the Mischer and Bnei Azot, which brings them closer together. So the answer was like this: Om Alei, lo yalachto letzur miyomecho, you never went to the city of Tzur. V'ro'isa, and you saw the Yisrael, v'ovdei kirchovim, so what's Tzur? What's the mile of Tzur that we're talking about? What's the significance of Tzur? So he says, it's Rashi says, ir she Yisrael, v'ovdei kirchovim dorimbo. That means, Yidden, it's a mixed neighborhood, a mixed city, and Gidden and Goyim live there together. And Roisa Yisrael Voivin Kirchovim Sheshovsu Shtek Deiris Al Gabi Kiro Achas V'Lechoshulem Chachomim. They used to, since they lived together, so sometimes they put on the stove, a Kiro stove, and they put two Kederas. The Goy puts his Treifa Kedera on one side, and the Yid puts his graphic there next to it on the other side. And lechoshulem chachomim, the chachomim were matirit. They didn't say that it's also. Lechura, we're talking about a kiro. A kiro usually is a open stove. That means an open place where there's a fire underneath and you put the pots on top. In the Ran, he brings down from here, and it's halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, legabe recha milsa. The Ran brings down that here it doesn't have to do, it does not have to do with the union of Recha Milsa that the Gemara in Psochim he brings. It says, here he says like this. This I'm bringing agav. Umidivrei kulam lo madnu the Yisrael voivet kirchovim sheshofsu kidei roisein zu eitzel zu ein choyshishin lo aloi mishum nevela, which the Gemara talks about that maybe a goy put a nevela into the pot of the yid v'loi mishum tzinoir, or maybe it squirted from the pot of the goy a treifa liquid into the kedera of the yid. that maybe the tam of one went into the other, like from the steam. Vafilu leman de posak kirav de omar beperket zatzolin de boso shchute shetzolim boso nevelo also mishum derech milse he. That when you're roasting bosor shchuta and bosor nevela together, so it's also because recha milsi yane mili bitzli, that zli has a lot of reach, a lot of the steam, so memela one is mefatem the other, one gives time to the other, so it'd be also lefi raf. Avol bekdeira loy kdeira, each one has its the walls of their own path. Memele, it doesn't go over one from the other. Vekolshken ledas rabbeinu tam shekosav dafilu bitzli lo yosru ela betanurin shelohem shoyu tzorin vein oreach yochel lispashet avul betanur rochav loy. Vekolshken lefi rabbeinu tam, that he says the whole Yisor b'recha milsev, it's inside a tanur, both the nevela and the shrut are inside a tanur. So memele, the tanur brings together the steam and the recha from one to the other. But that was only in tanurim tzorim, small, narrow tanurim, so the reach didn't have where to go, so it goes everywhere, it goes even into the other pot. So it would be osur. Avol betanur rochav loy. That's why some say the whole that nowadays our tanurim, even the regular Israeli tanurim, and koshke, and the bigger ones, the American tanurim, so there's no reason that you need one for fleshiks and one for milchiks, because even if you do together, it would be a mutar because it's called a tanur rochav. It's not a tanur tzar. In those days, the tanur went like a triangle, went down. You could still see such a tanur, like in the Bukharim, in such old areas. It's a narrow hole, and it goes down, and underneath it's wide. So they put the pots inside, and the reach doesn't have so much where to go. It's mispashit inside. In fact, it says if it's a door on the side, it's more, it has more of a heter. But in our tanurim, also it has a vent where the recha goes out, but that's not enough. It also has a door on the side. But the inyan is because it's a tanur rochav. In fact, in the beginning, when they started bringing out the tanurim with two compartments, like one should be for milchik and one should be for parva or such, so Bemis the Badatz, the Eidah Chared is held that it's mutar. You don't need to have two compartments. But Lamaisa nowadays, a lot of people are machmir, they have two compartments in the tanurim. But if you have American stuff that's bigger, so that's more like a tanur rochav, which Rabbeinu Tam even says that it's mutar. So that's also another inyan that we went off to, that we bring out the Gemara, they bring out the poskim, has to do with this Gemara of so the shayla is, what was the chashash that would have been that chachomim are not choshesh? And from here we bring a raya that atluzo shel Aza, that's close to Aza, is muta. Omar Abaye mishum boso nevela lo yamrin on dilme ma'adar ape Yisrael achoyre v'shodi goy nevela bekdero. So we would have been choishesh that maybe the yid that he put his pot maybe for a few minutes after he turned his back and he didn't look at the kedera, so the goy went and put a piece of nevela into his kedera. We should be choishesh for that. We're not choishesh. So even though they're so close and it could be, so memela also by us we have a raya that the mechut, that while we're buying in chutzolo, we're not choshesh that the money I get, Rashi says, ochenami loy machzekino dmei aved zore bidei goy bidei aved kirchovim shebechutzolo the name also limkor loyem behema, that we should sell a behema to the person that lives chutzolo. Why? Because we should be choshesh adomim aloru shemekabel mein machmas behema zu dmei aved zore heim. Means on the money. The Rashi, that's how Tosfos brings other Rishonim. The Rashi means we should be choishesh that if I'm selling a behema to the Bnei Chutzolo, that money that he's going to pay me for my behema, because the mischar of behemas. So the money he's giving me was before that on the same day, that he brought the money and he put it in front of the Avodah Zorah, l'shem Avodah Zorah. And that money would be Osir Banu. We should be choishesh for that. So he says, we're not choishesh, just like we see that you put two kederas on a kira. And we're not choshish, maybe Nevelik went into the kedera of Yisrael, so the same thing, we're not choshish that there's tikroves, money of tikroves avidezoi, from the city by the person that's chutzolo. That's like two kederas, the city, and chutzolo, tluzo shalazo, and the money would come from inside to the outside. That we're not choshish, just like we're not choshish that the Nevelik came from the other pot into this pot. And would be a Yisro Doraisa, Rashi says, Loidbak biotcho meumo min acherem. Because Keneche di Adino de Mishal Chutzo lohen, de Losofik Yisro de Rabbono loi chashino de neme, maybe this person is from the Bnei Toicho, we should be choshish, maybe the person Chutzo lo also has the Avodah Zorah of Toicho. And it's Yom Eido, Yom Mid Rabbono, and you're not allowed to do Mishra bi Yom Eido, because they will go and be Moide la Avodah Zorah. So that kolshken that we're not choshish. If we're not choshish for demeti kroivis avidezore, that's also midoraisa because of lo yidbak. So kolshken we're not choshish for demei yom eidah. That's abaya. So it's mashma from here, from abaya, that if we knew that it comes from b'nei toicho, it's just because we're not choshish that it comes from toicho. But if we knew it came from b'nei toicho, kobi we would be choshish. And he also holds that demei avidezore that was a tikroivis avidezore would be also. Soon see that Tosfos asks on it. In fact, we could say it right now already. Tosfos asks on this, Pirish HaKuntes Dmei Avodah Zorah Shenikrovim Hayom LaAvodah Zorah. And it's not Doimet. So Tosfos says, Loido Milei De Perek Beis. That in Perek Beis, there's a Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel. No, that's the next Gemara. He says, "V'lo idom ilay de perik basre." Perik Beis is another Gemara. This is perik basre. The rotzo loymar chalife the reshlok chalife avid the zoreh chalife avid chalife avid as kichovim v'chalife avid as kichovim eino masurim elok shechlifa misroel avol shechlifa mevid kichovim mutorim. The Gemara says in Daf Samach Daled that Hodor Yasvi Vikomi Boilu, Dafsa Machdalet, Dme Avodah Zorah, Biad Goy Mao, that there's money of Avodas Kirchovim in the hands of a Ovid Kirchovim of a Goy, Mito Feses Domeo Biad Ovid Kirchovim Oiloi. That means that the Goy, Ovid Kirchovim, Shemoicher Avodas Kirchovim, Dme and Mine Bano, he sold this Avodah Zorah. He took his Getch, his Pesel, and he sold it, and the money that comes b'chalipin of that Avodah Zorah, if it's mutar or not. Omalu Rav Nachman Mistabre, Dmei Avodah Zorah b'yad Ovid Kirchovim mutorim. Why? Because there was a maise, mi dahanu dosu lekamei derabe baravue. Omalu zinu zvinu kol madi, isluchu v'su isgayru. Some goyim came, and they wanted to be misgayer. So he told them they could be misgayer, all their money is theirs. But their Avodah Zorah, if they come with their Avodah Zorah, so it'll be also banoi, and you won't be able to use it. So what should they do? They should go and sell their Avodah Zorah, and then they'll have the money of it, and then they'll be misgayer, so the money is mutar. My time, mishum dekosova, dmei Avodah Zorah, biad David kirchovi mutari. So you see that the money that's chalipi Avodah Zorah, that the goy sold, and the goy got the return, the money for it, so that's mutar. Then the Gemara says, "V'dil meshani osam, kiven de daite ligure vaday botlo." Maybe because they came to be misgayer, so on the way of being misgayer, before they became geirim, they were still going. They were mevatel avodah zorah. That's big sugis later that a goy could be mevatel avodah zorah, and then it becomes mutar ba'anoa. Once it comes into the yid's hands, and it becomes the yid's, there's no way to be mevatel. It's osur ba'anoa. But while it's still the goy's, a goy could be mevatel avodah zorah. So maybe when they sold it, they were mevato before they sold it. So it's no riot. But if they wouldn't be mevato, so Dmei Avodah Zorah would still be osur. So Gemara says, Elo Meyoche. This is the Gemara that Tosfos brings. Yisroel she'eino shebavid kirchovim money. Yid was toivea. He had a choiv by the goy, and the goy owes him money. Umochar avodas kirchovim beheviloi. the goy sold his avodah zarah to bring money to pay back to the yid, or yain nesech vehevilei, or he sold his yain nesech, which also the money of yain nesech is always also banoy vehevilei mutar. Aber im Moment der Hand in der Chemka über der Zor war wir noch ja in es war wir noch also meist noch ratio meist noch safe in the ratio that he sold it and he brought him the money without talking its mutter. But if you told him wait till I have the Zor, till I have the money and I sell it, so it's also. Then the Gemara says because have they wrote in Bikiyuma that the Yid wants that the Zor should be still there, so Memelet Skilis Nene from the Avodah Zarah Koponim. The Gemara brings a Rai from here that Chalipi Avodah Zarah Biad Goy is Mutar. Then Tosfos says here, Daf Samach Dalet, Mistabre, Dmei Avodah Zarah Biad Goy Mutarin, V'nire Atam, Kimash Avodah Skichovim Tosfos Es Domeo. We know a Klal that Avodah Zarah is Tosfos Dom of to be also Banoi, like the Avodah Zarah itself, Mishum Dichsiv, Voyisocherem Komoyu. If you bring the Avodah Zarah, you say, Vel Beisecho, the Avodah Zarah, Voyisocherem Komoyu. Kol Mashatom Hayem Imenu Komoyu. Everything that comes mikoyach davodah zarah is also banoy. Abisoy davke nemar. It says boiso, but the yid, if he brings anything that comes al yedei the yid from davodah zarah is komoyu. But davke by a goy, by a yid. The loy libnei noyach. So the posik that asert chalipi avodah zarah banoy is only if the chalipin is by the yid. That by the yid it became chalipi avodah zarah. But if by the goy it became chalipi avodah zarah, there's no posik to say that it's also banoy. Vod asrina leil beperekama. We're talking about our gemara daf yud beis dmei avodah zarah. That's abaye. Haynu kshedai to liknois min adomim avodah zarah. Avok shabole is gayar lifroy achoy voy mutar. When his mind is when he sells the avodah zarah the goy. Then is when he sells the goy. When the goy sells the avodah zarah to use the money for anything, so it's mutar banoy. Because we have no posik of asering chalipi avodah zarah biad goy. But Tosfos is mechadesh, a big chidush, that if dmei avodah zarah shedai to liknois min adomim avodah zarah, so then it is also banoy. Avod shaboli is gayal, lifroy achoy voy mutor. So Tosfos says that even by a goy that we say chalipi avodah zarah is mutor, but if he has in mind to sell this avodah zarah to get another avodah zarah, so it's still also, and it's a big chidush. That means it has to be that it came from avodah zarah, and that itself doesn't answer it, but he has in mind to buy avodah zarah, so then it does answer it. The Rosh over here also says Rosh says on this Gemara, "Boilu d'me avodah zarah biyad avod kechovim tefes es domeo." So he brings the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says that it's mutar. V'odom alei lechosher chavim d'me avodah zarah biyad goy al med d'me avodah zarah biyad goy is osur. Oyoyim Rabbeinu Tam devaday avod kechovim shemoch avodah kechovim bara amoyz liyisrael mutarim. V'odom darshin v'yisachem kamoyu is davke beisrael, but by goy is mutar. Vodom alev de dmei avodah zarah biyad avod kechovim asurim. Haynu eiche shemocho liknois bedomim tzorchei avodah zarah v'nisharu amois biisure. So these Rishonim, they say that when the goy, it's a chidush that dmei avodah zarah biyad goy is only mutar if he sold it to use. But if he sold it to buy Vaitar Avodah Zarah, it's also. So what would be the Svara? The Stipler talks on this a little bit, and it's not clear, but it seems to be that if his mind is to still use it for Avodah Zarah, so it wasn't Mufka from the, it didn't change over. Like when you're selling the Avodah Zarah, you need the money, you don't need the Avodah Zarah. So in your mind, you were Mesiach Das from the Avodah Zarah. The money is something new. But if the money is still shaykhis to the Avodah Zarah, it's still mamshik the inyan of, that's what it says in the Rishonim, it's still mamshik the inyan of the Avodah Zarah, and maybe it's also banoy. Bams will need that svara in Tosfos Vayta. So here Tosfos says, Shechlipom goy mutar miu kashye, so Tosfos says, miu kashye, Tafilu avuni krovin lavoy de zore eino masurin. Even if what Rashi is talking about, that we should be choishish that the money was a tikroivis avoy de zore, it still should be mutter. It's not also banoy, because not every tikroivis avoy de zore is also. Why? The beinon avoy do shenasis kein pnim. Kedamrinon lekamon perik Rabbi Shmuel zorak makel lefonel chayu mishum dedalko bekach. The Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph says there's two man de omrim. The next man de omrim that we pass in la loche, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbi Baravue, Omar Rav, avoy de zora shoyv dinoy so bemakel, that the avoy de zora, that the derech is to oyved bemakel. That means Rashi says shemekashkishin lefonel b'makel. They take a stick and they make noise or something in front of it. Shova makel b'fonel chayev. If he broke the makel in front of the avodah zarah, it's chayev. So the Gemara says why? Because it's keim zvicha. Has to be keim the kedei to be tikroves. Has to be keim the four avodas pnim shchite, zrike, and haktore. There's four avoiders for avoiders. So if you threw a makel before Neo, so the one who threw it is chayev. Why? Because oivdin oiso bekach. Derech avoido of this avoider zore is bemakel. So male, if he threw a makel, he did avoider zore, so he's chayev mise. But if he didn't break it, neseres. Zorak makel before Neo, chayev ein neseres. That he broke it, just like zvicha. Shchita is that he cuts the baby, he cuts it into parts. Zorak nami avlekein zrike. When you throw the makel, there's also a void of zrika sadam by the mizbeach. So this should be called kein zrike of pnim. Omale bina zrike mishtaberes veleke. By dam, it's called zrike mishtaberes. Rashi says zrika sadam shel pnim she'eno mechuberes. That the dam spreads out. It doesn't. It's not all one piece. And memele, if you throw a makel, it's one thing and it doesn't break apart. So al tikroives, it's not osur. It's mutter because kedei to be tikroives has to be done with an avoido kein pnim. So legabe, the person that did the avoido is chayev because it's avoidoso bekach. Not so much kein pnim, but because it's avoidoso bekach. But kedei to be tikroives, it has to be kein pnim, and it's not as rike kein pnim. Another dugma lemoshel to understand it. So the Gemara says, sofas lo tzoyo o shenosach lefoneo ovit shel meimi raglaim. He threw on a tzoyo or meimi raglaim chayev. So the Gemara says, ovit shel meimi raglaim is rike mishtaberes. Tzoyo ma is rike mishtaberes, be tzoyo lacho. So memele, it has to be all the time. Kein pnim kedei to be also. So Tosfos by us asks on Rashi that if he took the money and he did tikroivis avodah zarah, what would he do? Throw it on the avodah zarah, or he would be meniach in front of the avodah zarah? But it's not kein pnim. It's not mishtaberes. I feel if you take 10 matbeis and you throw it and it spreads apart, it's also not kein pnim because dam it was all together in one kli. It's like one thing and then it spreads into different tipos, different drops. But here, each matbeah by itself was one whole thing. It didn't break apart. So memele, it's still not kein pnim. So why did Rashi say that if it was makriv, the matbeah in front of the avodah zarah, it's still osur banoy? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Another Kasha Tosfos says on Rashi is from the Gemara that we mentioned by mistake before, in Daf Lamed Gimel. Tosfos says, Perkein ma'amidin, boilchin letarfus, daf lamed gimel. Omar Shmuel, oivet kirchovim oilich letarfus, going to the avodah zarah, goy is going on the way to avodah zarah, ba'aliche osur. It's also to do masa umatan with him while he's going there. Why? Because he's going to the avodah zarah, you do masa umatan. So memele, when he comes to avodah zarah, he'll be moide to avodah zarah. Dozi lo moide kamei avodah zarah. Bachazor emutor, my da'av ha'av, he already was by the avodah zarah. When he's coming back, you could do mischar with him, masu matan. What Rashi says that it's also, or Tosfos Rabbi Notam says tigroves. But Kopanim, when he's coming back, he's already finished with avodah zarah. By us, la'avdil le'elef avdolos, we say shivisi Hashem le'negdei sonim. Korev Hashem b'chol korev. Wherever we go, if we're going back or forth, we're always shivisi Hashem le'negdei by the avodah zarah. It's my da'av. He went. He did his what he was supposed to. He did his duty. That's how it's called by the goyim. He did his duty, and then he went back. It's finished. Yisroel ha'olich le'taufus cholil. If a goy goes to avodah zarah ba'alicha mutor d'mo'odar be, you're allowed to do noisim and noisim with the yid that is going to avodah zarah because he might have charota. Now I'm allowed to do masu matan. I'm not choshish that he'll get to avodah zarah and be moide, because by the time he'll go, till he comes there, he might do tshuva or have charota. So maybe we're not choshish. Dil mahodah bevelo yozir. He might not end up going there. B'chazore, when he's coming back from the avodah zarah also. Kiven da'avik bo a yid. We're talking about a yid. Kiven da'avik bo is attached to it. Mahada hoda ozil, so he'll still go back. By a goy, we say he did his duty. My dava have it. But if it's a yid that went and he did have the zore, so when he's coming back, it's also losis veloses because he'll still go back and be moide. We find a few places in the avodah zarah and a Sanhedrin daf samach dalet. There's a gemara that sometimes cholilu when the yidin do avodah zarah, it's even worse than when the goyim do. The mice with peor. That it says that the Yid went into Par and he did avodah zarah. So the goy said there, the galach, the koimer there said that he never saw somebody do the avodah zarah with such hidurim, just like the Yid did it. Votani Yisrael ha'olech l'talfus bein b'alicha bein b'chazora also. So Gemara says b'Yisrael mumer is also. Yisrael mumer a meshumed, so even b'alicha is also. Then the Gemara says this is the Gemara that Tosfos brings of it, the oved kechovim, a goy. Ha'olech li'yirid, yirid is the carnival, the big happening, that they do l'shem avodah zarah, all the mitzvah and everything is l'shem avodah zarah. Bein ba'alicha, bein b'chazor, mutor. Yisrael ha'olech li'yirid, ba'alicha, mutor, b'chazor, also. Ma'ishne Yisrael de b'chazor, also, damri, avodah k'chovim zovin. D'me avodah k'chovim ike ba'adei, the yid, when it's coming back from doing the avodah zarah. So it's also to do mitzvah with him, why? Because maybe he bought avodah zarah, and the money he has is Dmei Avodah Zarah. Maybe what he has with him is Dmei Avodah Zarah. That means he sold his Avodah Zarah in the Shuk, and he got Chalipe Avodah Zarah, the money. And Chalipe Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael is also. Because we said, Kol Mashatom Ahayem Mimenu, Komoyu, Voyisocherem Komoyu. Oivit Kirchovim Nami, Neime Avodah Kirchovim Zovim, Dmei Avodah Kirchovim Mikabal Dei, by the Goy also. Elo oved kechovim amrina glimezovin chamrezovin. So why by the goy? Here the Gemara is mashma that by dmei chalipe avodah zarah that by a goy is osur, because the Gemara says it should be like a yid, just like by the yid is osur, by the goy it should also be osur. And the Gemara answered because we say by a goy maybe the money didn't come from avodah zarah, it came from buying a godim or something else. So nami emor glimezovin chamrezovin iset avleyocha avemazben. If the goy wanted to sell begodim and other things, not avodah zarah, so he would have been here and sold it. Why did he go all the way there? It's a siman that he sold avodah zarah and he got dmei chalipe avodah zarah, and it's also. So here in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel Bemis, it's mashma, not like the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalet. Here it's mashma that dmei avodah zarah biad goy is also. So Tosfos talks about it. So Tosfos says, al mechalipe avodah zarah, so in Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, they de perg basa de shori chalipe avodah zarah. Heinu bevit kichom shepurei achuv b'mei avodah zarah shemocha. Dai doma avodah kichom tefes domer. Heinu mevei socherem kamoyu. Heinu davke kshechlifo yisor, kshechlifo akum l'shaych. Avlocha hu beperken ma'amidin here in daf yud beis. And in the Gemara in daf lamed gimel. Ma'iri that shevit kichovim mekatze adomim l'tzorech avodah zarah acheres. That's like what we read the Tosfos daf samach dalet. Lekach asurin adomim. So this is what Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish, like Tosfos was there, that if that Bam is Dmei Chalipe Avodah Zarah is Mutar, but if he sold it, can they to buy a new Avodah Zarah, so it continues the Isra of Avodah Zarah weiter from before, but not because of Mahayim Mimenu Komoyu, which is by Yid in all cases, but it's because it's Mistaber, the Gemara says, it's because that the Avodah Zarah is Mamshik weiter, since it will still go to Avodah Zarah. And then it's Shver. This Rabbi Nutam is Shver. What's Mikatze Adomin? The stipler said, I was thinking of the Kasha. See, the stipler has it, but Kanere, you have to be Mechalik. You also trust to be Mechalik. The Gemara says in Daf. Tosfos says in Daf Chof Beis Omed Beis. Mukze, Tosfos Chof Beis Omed Beis says Mukze, Pirush, Sheikhdo le Tikroi Vesavoidezore, Umosru le Koimrim, Vechilu Kalshine Avoidezore. That they're Miyachid a Behema for Avodah Zorah. And they gave it to the Galochim, they gave him to eat Kashine Avodah Zorah. Avol Yichud Greide Einu Klum, Dein Hektesh L'Avodah Zorah, Kedemashma, yeah. So Tosfos says there's no Hektesh L'Avodah Zorah. By us, there's Hektesh. We're Maktish something, B'Kedushas Peh, becomes Areze Hektesh, becomes Kodesh. Kedushas Domi, Kedush Berik Abayis, Kedushas Aguf. But by Avodah Zorah, there's no Hektesh. If you take a behemoth and you're Maktish it, Yichud Greid is garnished, but if you gave it, you're miyached it, and you gave it to the Kormer, then it's mukzah, that it's also. It says that Gidon, his father, had a behemoth that he was prepared it 7 years, machil karshine avedezore, kedei to be makrivt avedezore. And then the Malach came and told him that he should take it and be makrivt l'Hashem on a boma b'roish ha'givo. So the Gemara says in Tmure, Daf Choftes, I think the Gemara says that Shiva Dvorim or Shmoina Dvorim Hutru Boisei Alayla, and one of them is Muktzel Avodazor. It was a special Eruas Shoah to be Makrivit LaHashem, Bimkoim to be Makrivit LaAvodazor. And it could be the Pshat is because Gidon, his whole thing was Melamed Zchus. It says there, I can't go into it now, but he was Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. He had one Limud Zchus, and because of that, he was Zeichet to be a Shevet and to be Matzah Klal Yisrael and everything. So even though the Avodah Zorah was the Behem was Mayuchim for Avodah Zorah and everything, but that Limud Zchus could be in Mafkia of Behem of Avodah Zorah, that it should be L'Shem Hashem. I'm not saying that everywhere you could go Bosar Machshav and not Bosar Maisa, but sometimes there was a Ras Shoah from the Malach that Hashem said that that should be the Korban. Dafka, that should be the Korban to show that if you have a Machshav Achas Toiva, it could bring everything, change everything around. So back to our Gemara. So we said that there's two Gemaras, that if Dmei Avodah Zorah Biyad Goy it's Mutar Osur, and Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishon, the Mechalek, that Dmei Avodah Zorah Biyad Goy is Mutar, but if he sold it today to buy a new Avodah Zorah, so that kind of Muktzel Avodah Zorah is Osur Ba'anoy. And Bemis it's a Mechalek is Rishonim. Some say they're Doicha the Sugi and Daf Yud Beis as a the way the Ran brings it, it's mashma that the Rif holds that it's mutar. Because the Rif brings, not sure how the Rosh brings the Rif, but the Rif in Daf Samach Dalet, that means in Dapi Rif it's Lamed Lamed Dalet, he brings the Gemara that Me'avud Azor Biadko is mutar. So, the Ran says on the Reef that what would he do with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel? The Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel, that's mashma, because the Gemara says that the Me'avid is all Biad Goy only because we're Toile Glim Ezovin Cham Rezovin. So that's only because there's a Machloikes, and Abai in our Sugya holds that it's also the Me'avid is all Biad Goy. So, the Gemara and Lamed Gimel didn't want to go into the Machloikes, so the Gemara didn't say that it's Mutar, only Kedei. That also Abaye should be made. So we say that we're toilet dil mecham rezovin dil meglim rezovin. But Bamis also the Gemara Lamed Gimel didn't say that it's osur. So they were all paskin that it's mutar. Also he says the Ram brings down the why we paskin that it's mutar, because Rava here is cholik on Abaye, and one pshat would be because he holds that the me'avid zor is mutar. And Abaye holds that it's also, and he would say that's mutar. And Rabbi Baruch, listen, maybe we have two mandomrim negative one to say that Dmei Avodah Zorah Biyad Goy would be mutar. So that was Abaye. And we talked about Tosfos and Dmei Avodah Zorah if it's mutar or also. Rove Omar, now we're going back to the Inyan of Atluza Shel Aza, that it's close to the city of Aza. Mailochoshulem Chachomim, Mishum Bishuleg Akum, the Kavoso, Ochanam Lechoshulem Chachomim, Shum Yoim Edom. So Rashi says, Hailechosh wasn't out to Bosor Nevela. Because Bosor Nevela were not afraid that maybe the Goy will throw the Bosor Nevela into the pot of the Yid, because he's afraid the Yid will be Toivea and will come and will say, you draped up my pot, my cooking, and you have to pay for it. There's no reason to think it's a Vachshash that we can't be Choshish, we shouldn't be Choshish that the Goy will throw Nevela into the pot. We're afraid since the pots are together, so one person helps the other one. So it could be that we're choshish, maybe the Yid was soymich on the goy to do the bishul, and would be a isor of bishul akum, that's the rabbonon. And he's eating bishul akum the rabbonon, that's also. So Achanami pshita the domim alolum tochte eichad the pshita alolum tochte vosel lachom v'leken amechashlisu doraisa v'chosh chachom l'sofik isura de rabbona. So we're talking not about the isur doraisa of dmei avodah zarah, that were not choshish. Only the chashash would be because on yoim edom. So maybe this person has a shaychus avodah zarah v'aza, and it's yoim edom and ozilum oide. So just like we're not choshish on bishulei akum that they're close together, and maybe the Yid would give the goy to be mevasher, we're not choshish on that isur derabbanon. So also we're not choshish on the isur derabbanon of yom edom that is close enough to be choshish. We say we're not choshish. Another pshat in the Ran is that. That Rava didn't hold of Abaya's Shita, not because, see, in this Rashi, it's Mashma, it doesn't hold, because if it would be a Chashi, so Dorai, so we would be Choshish, not like Abaya, that were not Choshish. But we would be Choshish, and this Prati would be Machmer. But another Pshat in the Ran is, and it's maybe even a Rashi, because Rava holds that Dmei Avodah Zorah Biad Goy is Mutar, Abaya holds that it's also, but Rava holds that it's Mutar, that's why Rava didn't hold like Abaya. Rabbi Barule Omar, Lechoshulem Chachomim Shum Tzinoire. Tzinoire, Rashi says that it's Shema Nitzo Tzinoire Mitoch Kideras Agoy Letoch Kideras Yisrael. What we're not choshish, maybe it squirted a zerem, a stream from the pot of the Yid into the pot, from the pot of the Goy into the pot of the Yid. Why? We're not choshish. Hoyl v'isor kalhu. It's an isur kal chode delo shchiach, because not shchiach that it should go a stream to squirt into the other pot. Ve'oid dinam shchiach, even if it could be botil berube, would be botil berove by the goy's, by the yid's pot. Then is why should it be botil berube? You need shishim negative if it's noisin tam. So you have to say that any tzinoro we're choshish for would be such a little bit that borrow that there would be shishim in the pot of the yid. We're not choshish for a lot of tzinor. A little bit would squirt out like a bubble or something. So Rabbi Barula doesn't even hold of Rava's pshat of bishulei akum. So one pshat in the Ran is why shouldn't he hold of the isur of bishulei akum? So Rashi says, that the Yid put the pot. So once the Yid put the pot on the fire and he stirred up or he made the fire, so the Yid, it's already called Bishul Yisrael. It doesn't matter that the Goy would stir the pot of the Yid. Even if he stirs it, the pot, I'm not talking about the Goy's spoon. If he stirs, he helps the Bishul, it's still not Bishul Akum since the Yid started it. That's the halacha. So that we're not choshish mishum bishulei akum, but here there is a chashash to be choshish because it's mukhala. So the Rabbi Barula says only al tzinura that would spread. So some Rishonim asked from Rashi that what was the hava mina that we would think that maybe the Yid would give that they would be called bishulei akum ki'ilu that Rava holds that the Yid started the bishul still would be called bishul akum. It's alochem mefureshes. It's alochem mefursemes. That wouldn't be called Bishulei Akum. That's a kasha on Rashi. But the Ram brings that It could be that Rabbi Barula didn't hold of Rava, because what's the pshat in Rava? Not the pshat like Rashi, that maybe the goy would help in the bishul. Or maybe the goy would, by mistake, he would forget, and he wouldn't help the bishul, and he would take off, he wants to take off his own pot from the fire and stir up something and then put it back. If he would take off the pot of the yid from the, by mistake, dimkom to take off his pot, so take off the yid's pot before it had Michael ben Rusoy, that means before it came to a bishul that's roy lachila, that then there's no chshash, there's no bishul akum. So he would take off the pot by mistake and put it back on. That's Rava's chshash. So Rabbi Barula says, no, that we're not choshish for such a thing. It's not shchiach, since the goy and the yid are both makpid and they're watching their pots. It's now not shchiach to think that maybe the goy would come and take off the yid's pot and put it on. Sometimes it happens on Shabbos, that instead of taking off the soup pot on Friday night, so by mistake somebody takes off the cholent pot on Friday night. Then there's a shail of chazor, if you're allowed to put it back or not. So some are matir, since it was bez chadas, and we forgot, and it's not really laudas that. And there's some chondoran, that if the pot was on before, you could do chazor. Yeah. So akoponim, that we have three shittas here. And the Rambam, like we said before, the Rambam b'chlal doesn't bring this whole sugya. The Rambam learns that, like the Shulchan Aruch brings, that ir shoyisim bo yirid b'yom chagom, and the goyim miskapsim kamon koyim zvolchim shom mutar lele chutzolo v'osu likonis b'zorot. It's only enough kemine of going into the city or going into the chutzolo, that in simen kuf mem tes. So, but what about maso matin? Maso matin is mutar. So the Gros says, Lisa Velitin is Mutter, Ishmito Arriva, Poiskim, Kola Shakle, Vitaya, the Shombe, Bayadat, Luzit, Meshum, the Kaimelon, Kalishne Kame, Lishne Kame held that it's Mutter. The Oid, Shemefarish, Sherove, Verabe Barule, Kol Echod Moisif al Shelefon of Lehokel. He learned the Gemara that Rove is Mako more than Abaye, and Rabbi Barule is Mako even more than that. Rove, Komam, Shum, Demevu, the Zora, Leslon, the Demevu, the Zora, Mutter. Like we said before, the Rav holds not like Abaye and it's Mutter. That why did he, the Gemara say Chamre Zovin? Because the Gemara didn't want to go into Machlokes, and that Gemara should go even Lefi Abaye. Aval Kaimelon Kerove. We don't hold like Abaye, we hold like Rove. Rav Nachman. V'chein Rabbe Barule Koomar, Dod Rove Pshite de Leslon, She'ilu Hoyo Evit Kerovim Megarerim Toicho. If the Goy would be part of the inside, is part of the people inside the city, and is by the zore lo yoyo oy med bi med om chutzolo. That's what the Ran brings down. That Rabbi Barula holds that ilu there was a chash that the goy that's chutzolo has a shach to avoid the zore of inside. So what's he doing outside? He should be inside where everybody's doing the avoid the zore. Because he's outside, it makes us think that there's no chash that he has part of that avoid the zore. That's Rabbi Barula's shita. Memele, it comes out that Rav and Rabbi Barula are both not choshish for the Masu Matan, with the people that are chutzla. Memele, the Rambam didn't pass in it. Deloy kerashi, shemefarish akola chumra, v'ayinshom beran barucho. So the basic machlok is here. Rashi says that each one is machmir, Abaye, Rav and Rabbi Barula, that akola chumra. But the Rambam is mefarish that everyone comes lekula to be shoyla the chumra of the one before him, and he comes more lekula. So Memele, the Rambam didn't paskin it, and the whole shaila was if it's muta likones or it's also likones. So that's basically on this subject. If we're talking about going in, walking through a city, I'll say something in Agadate, which Mamish has no shaykhis tavid de zore, but it's the same idea of walking through a city, and has to do with the after of yesterday. The Gemara says in Erevin Davov and Davchov Beis, Yerushalayim ilmole dal seseh neulis balaylo would be called the Rishus Rabin. That means Yerushalayim has gates and people walk through it. And it says that the roads of Yerushalayim is going from Tzofen to Dorim, Mizrach to Marav, all through one straight, fair lane going through, highway going through the city. So Memele, it's called the Rishus HaRabim, but because they close the doors at night, so it's a Mechitzas, so Memele it's called the Rishus HaYachid, and it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But if we would leave the doors open at night, it would always be called the Rishus HaRabim. So I said that's a pshat in the pasuk in the Haftorah. It says yesterday's Haftorah we read, it says Ufitchu Sheoraich Tomid Yoim Volaylo Lo Yisogeru. So that means in Losid Lovoy, the gates of Yerushalayim will be always open, they'll never be closed. So if so, we have a problem. So we won't be able to be metaltel in Yerushalayim because it's a reshus or rabbin, because rabbin boikim boik. And the teretz is the safe of the pasuk. It says, what will be pitru shoraich lo yisageru, lehovi elai chel goyim umalchem nugim. It's going to be open all the time today that the goyim should be able to come in. So menele, they'll be going. They'll be able to do the tiltum for us and not the Eden. Okay.